Well, my primary concern is just the speed limit through the town and the noise. The topographical layout of Main Street and Malloy just does not suit 60 kilometres an hour through the township.
How has the Main Roads Department responded to residents' concerns about safety and specifically this issue of the speed limit?
The request was made to Mr Tony Potter, Regional Director, about the speed limits. They've altered it, but the speed limits allow for 100 kilometres right up to the town's edge. We would prefer to be less than 60 kilometres an hour, given that Atherton, Mareeba and Mossman all enjoy a lower speed limit through the town.
So rather than reducing the speed limit, if I'm correct, there are sections that have actually allowed trucks to go faster?
In particular areas, yes. But in closer proximity to the town, and they use the hill, both southern entrance and northern entrance, to help slow the vehicles down.
Do you accept that agricultural industries rely on transport, in this case road transport, and that does have some consequences for towns right across the far north and north Queensland?
Yes, I've no doubt that the cane industry has the right to exist, and there's men and women, no doubt, that live in the area here that work on the sugar industry, and I'm grateful for that, but I'm concerned with citizen welfare. That's my basic concern.
What's your worry if nothing happens at this point?
I'm fearful of an accident because of the density of traffic now going through the town and the number of tourists coming through the town as well, which are not really accustomed to this sort of traffic flow.
I remember quite clearly when the mill owner, Mackay Sugar, promised to work closely with the communities to reduce the impact of its trucks as much as possible. How has it gone about meeting that commitment?
Lackadaisical, in one word. If they had been sincere and a good corporate citizen, I'm sure that they would have insisted that the speed limit through the town would have been reduced. Now, I'm not to say what that speed limit should be, but given the speed limit through Atherton is 50 kilometres an hour in Mossman and Mareeba 40 kilometres an hour, surely there's some guidelines there that could govern the speed limit through the town here, so that we're not regarded, as I see it, as second-rate citizens.
For those that haven't been to Mount Malloy, what kind of a community is it, and how does, in your view, the sugar trucks threaten that?
My view, I've loved the place here since I was about 20 years old. Special little town. It's up until the sugar industry come through. I was always well aware of the fact that there'd be an increase in traffic flow to the Gulf, or Carpentaria, as we used to call it in those days, and I was well aware of the position that I bought in 1989, the effect that the traffic flow would have on it, but I was never aware that the cane would be transported from 170 kilometres away, I suppose, to the mill in some round trips. All we're requiring up here is a change of speed signs. I suppose might be $50, it might be $150, but it may well save somebody's life.